With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Overnight, Israel ordered more than a million people in the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate to the south in advance of an expected ground offensive, while Hamas urged residents to stay put. The BBC's Yolanda Nell has more.
1 week after Israel suffered its deadliest ever day of attacks, it's continuing its heavy bombardment of Gaza, saying it aims to eradicate the Islamist militant group Hamas, which governs there. The Israeli military says it killed a senior Hamas commander in an airstrike. He's said to have played a prominent role in last week's attacks. With preparations laid for a ground invasion, the Israeli military says its forces have already carried out limited raids inside Gaza and recovered the bodies of some of the dozens of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council hadn't found a collective voice in the war after meeting behind closed doors yesterday for the second time in 5 days. Also at SRNNews.com, Republicans chose Jim Jordan of Ohio as their new nominee for House Speaker, then took the weekend off. Lawmakers will reconvene Tuesday as Jordan tries to drum up enough support to weather a floor vote to get the gavel. Head of the United Auto Workers says they're taking a new approach.
Some 4 weeks into the work action, UAW President Sean Fain says he's changing things up.
We're entering a new phase of this fight. We're done waiting until Fridays to escalate our strike.
So he told workers in a live video appearance that the company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to make progress in bargaining.
Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
Fain said the union is still bargaining hard with GM and Jeep maker Stellantis, but he criticized Ford, which said Thursday that it had reached the limit in how much money it would spend to settle the strike. I'm Shelley Adler.
SRN News. A Christian teacher facing the wrath of atheists.
Officials at Honey Creek Middle School in Terre Haute, Indiana, have ordered the teacher to remove a cross and a Bible quote from the walls of her classroom after a complaint was leveled by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The prominent atheist group claimed that the Christian decor was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. No lawsuit was filed, but the implied threat was enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Various forms of paganism on the increase in the U.S., even as Christianity declines. According to a study released by Trinity College, as many as 300,000 Americans turning to witchcraft. A 2021 Statista study found 21% of adults believe in spells and witchcraft. About 1.3 million identify with some kind of pagan belief system. The attraction to paganism stronger when the young, and experts predict that'll eventually lead to a much more pagan country. This is SRN News. Israel's military continues to have its hands full as fighting continues in the southern part of the country.
After 6 days of intensive and nonstop retaliatory bombing by Israel's Air Force, Hamas operatives were still able to launch a barrage of missiles at the central and southern portions of the country on Friday. At about midday, a home in the coastal city of Ashkelon sustained considerable damage, but no casualties from a direct rocket hit. Other towns were targeted, but caused no damage or injuries. In a reference to the Hamas atrocities, visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Prime Minister Netanyahu that he had been charged with managing the American campaign against the Islamic State, but that this is worse than what I saw with ISIS. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
And be sure to check out more details at themedialine.org and at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.